Well, you're listening to the Charisma News Podcast, one daily news story well told. I'm your host, Jeff Struss. Today we have President Dan Steiner of Preborn Ministries. They exist to glorify Jesus Christ by leading and equipping pregnancy clinics to save more babies and souls. They're doing an incredible ministry and an incredible work, and Dan is here to tell us all about it. You're going to want to hear what he has to say right after this.
Challenge your church to live out God's love by equipping families in the developing world with clean water. It's as simple as walking or running World Vision's Global 6K for Water on May 22nd from wherever you are, individually or together. Every registration fee helps one person get lasting access to clean water, so every step you take is one they won't have to. Host a Global 6K and get your church on mission for clean water. Change the world at worldvision6k.org/charisma.
And you're listening to the Charisma News Podcast. I'm your host, Jeff Struss. And today we have Dan Steiner, president of Preborn Ministries, to talk about what they're doing and how you can be a part of it. Dan, welcome to the podcast.
Great to be here, Jeff. Thanks for having us on. And thanks for Charisma's heart to help save lives across America from abortion. This is awesome.
Yeah, 100%. And here at Charisma, we are always deeply concerned with the state of our country regarding the topic of abortion. And, you know, at different times in our culture in the last few years, the last few decades, the topic of abortion sometimes rises to the forefront, and then other times it seems to simmer in the background. But Dan, of course, I'm preaching to the choir here. It's a topic that hasn't gone away, and it's one that we desperately need the church to be engaged with regardless of the season that we're in.
Yeah, that's really true, Jeff. Kind of like back in Nazi Germany in the 1940s, where the people were going about their daily workaday worlds while the smoke on the furnaces of Auschwitz were pouring over their cities of incinerated Jews. I mean, this is exactly what's happening, this river of bloodshed in America today as we're going about our daily lives, and it escapes the average person's conscience entirely and is in the background of most Christian consciences at best, and largely and whole scale ignored for the most part to maybe one day a year at the churches of America. But for the one who matters, and that's the Lord of hosts, the one in whose fate our country lies and each man's heart, it's not a background issue. God, it says in Psalm 139, is knitting these babies together in their mother's womb. He sees every little baby. And it says in Psalm 139, all my days were written for me when there was yet not one of them. God knows all of their days. He's knitting them together, their vascular system, their nervous system, their digestive system. He's putting these babies together. It says it right there very clearly in Psalm 139. And it's cut off. Babies are not accidents. Babies are formed by God. And it breaks his heart that were capriciously and for the sake of the great idol of America, self, cutting off their lives. And it doesn't escape the attention by any means of the Holy One of Israel. And so as we look at the destruction and the caving and collapsing of the Judeo-Christian culture in America today, and we see the decay of morality in every pillar of our society, government and media and business, entertainment, education. We know for sure that not an accident, that God's sovereign in all of these things, and that this bloodshed is a judgment on our country and one has to be stopped.
So, Dan, I'm completely in agreement with you. This is a topic, again, even though it falls in and out of the attention, large scale, of the body of Christ, we know God, he sees every single one of these children. Jesus told us not even a sparrow falls to the ground without the Father seeing it, being aware. I mean, how much more for the life of a child that's aborted in the womb. So, Dan, could you just talk to us right now? What is the status of abortion in America in 2021? Are things going in the right direction? Is it stagnant? What is your opinion? What are some of the numbers here as far as what things look like in abortion in America?
Yeah, thanks for asking, Jeff. Abortion in America is rapidly changing, as is the culture. And this is a windfall for the abortion industry in 2021 with the advent of the Harris-Biden administration. These guys are virulent pro-death advocates, and this will manifest in the restatement of Title X funding. It's already manifested in the striking down of the Mexico City policy, and it's a windfall for the abortion industry, which already, sadly, is taking the life of over 900,000 children through mechanical abortions in the United States. But then there's at least another 200,000, if not more, chemical abortions. And it's increasing by 10% a year, chemical abortions in America.
Wow.
This is the plan of the genocidal, technocratic elite billionaires in our culture to make abortion as affordable and accessible as possible. And that means home chemical abortion. And so we're seeing the abortion landscape change very quickly. And it's very, you know, this is the best of days for the abortionists. And what that means is that preborn ministries is needed more than ever. We are the competition for Planned Parenthood. We are the competition for the abortion industry in the highest cities of America, where most of the abortions take place. So those cities, specifically, 52% of the abortions happen in only six places. Over half the abortions in America happen in only six places. As you might guess, Jeff, those are the blue states: California, with over 200,000 abortions annually.
Wow.
Then New York City, the five boroughs there, 80,000. Miami, 60,000. Houston and Dallas, and then Chicago, and then Metro New Jersey. And so between all those, there's like 54% of the abortions are occurring. This is where preborn's at.
In the entire country?
Yep. Half of them happen in just those places.
I believe you, but it's shocking. out of the over 300 million individuals and, however many the abortions are that happen over the entire nation, you're saying in just those locations, half of the abortions in America are happening right in those locations.
Yep. And these are the most populous cities, and they're the most liberal, or some of the most, among the most liberal cities. So the word of God holds true, as it always does, that those who hate me love death, right? And, you know, liberal politicians and their liberal policies that cut across the grain of the word of God and the spirit of God are churning out hundreds of thousands of abortions every year in these big cities. And in the face of that, Jeff, preborn has built collaborations. We've got clusters of centers in each of these cities that are preborn partner clinics, close partner clinics that we work with very closely and lead and fund to be able to provide alternative abortions. And so we're very focused and very active in providing great alternatives for young women to come to our clinics instead of the abortion clinics in these cities. We are competing at a head-to-head level, day by day, hour by hour, trying to reach these women before the abortionist reaches them so that they come into our clinics and choose life.
No, it's incredible, and you're right there on the front lines. I know that your website describes that you're equipping pregnancy clinics. You're underwriting ultrasound sessions for young mothers, giving cash grants for new ultrasound machines. Why the focus on ultrasounds?
Yeah, it's simple. The picture's worth a thousand words. Let me tell you a story. Maria came into our clinic sometime back, and she was over 40 years old. She was a house. She cleaned houses for a living, and so she was involved with a one-night stand, got pregnant. Yep, it happens, you know, just with that. And so she's wanting an abortion because she's not going to be able to do her job while she's pregnant. She's wanting an abortion really bad. She's in our clinic, fortunately. We tried to talk to her, and she was still pretty much abortion-minded. So we took her back into the ultrasound room. And so Maria's laying on the table, and the sonographer's having a little bit of difficulty actually acquiring the scan, getting the picture of the baby up on the screen. There's something was complicating it for her. And then she says, "Oh, I see what it is," she said. "There's two of them. You've got twins."
Oh, my gosh.
And so you have these two babies that she was thinking about aborting. But when Maria saw that they were two instead of one, and they're both little girls, she was just struck to the heart and couldn't go through with it, and said, "I know I can't take the life of these babies." And so she resoundingly chose life. Then preborn came beside her with maternity clothes, with help with doctors. And as the children will be born, 2 years worth of clothes and diapers and cribs and car seats and whatever they need, so that they have the power to choose life. It's one thing to say to a woman, you know, you should not have an abortion, but it's another thing to say, "And we will help you with the things that you need," putting our money where our mouth is. And so, yeah, that's what we're about here at Preborn. And you know, Jeff, people can be involved with this. These ultrasounds, we underwrite ultrasound machines for centers, as you said, if they don't have a machine, or if their machine breaks, you know, that's a $23,000, $15,000, $40,000, depending on the machine's expense, that would be unexpected. And most pregnancy centers operate on a shoestring anyway, and so they can't afford that. This is where Preborn comes in with the help of people listening to on this podcast. There's probably people listening today, actually, that have a business and could underwrite one of these machines, fully tax deductible. 100% of the money goes to buying the machine. You know, $15,000, you can put an ultrasound machine in the center. It'll last for 10 years. 3,000 women will have a chance to see their babies. It's a great way to do it. So that's one way people can be involved with that. And that's why ultrasound is so important. As you can see from that story, you can talk to them all day long, but when they see that baby, and particularly, Jeff, when they hear that heartbeat, why blobs of tissue, masses of cells don't have heartbeats. You know, a heartbeat is kind of like a smile. You know, somebody smiles at you in Japan, you know they're happy. You know, it's a universal language, and so is a heartbeat. A heartbeat says there's life here. There's a human being here. There's somebody else involved in this equation, in this decision, and they can choose life. And so this is why we make an emphasis on ultrasound. And Jeff, it's not just the ultrasound machine, but we also pay for the 45-minute ultrasound medical session that these girls get these scans. They can't afford it. It's a $400 value of medical service. And so we underwrite the nurse's time, that 45 minutes, through what we call our Preborn Child Sponsorship Program.
Wow.
Now, this is, if someone wanted to pay for an ultrasound scan for a young woman in an unplanned pregnancy for $28, they can underwrite that. And what they'll get back for underwriting that is a picture of a baby whose life has been saved by an ultrasound and the story of the mother. And so it's kind of like child sponsorship overseas for food for a kid in an impoverished land, only it's sponsoring an ultrasound to save a life of a woman right here in America. And so for that $28 for one scan, $140 for five scans, these are things that people can be involved with to actually be involved in a tangible way to save a life. And here's the deal. 100% of that $140 goes to our clinic. We don't keep any of it for our ministry costs. We independently fundraise so that Preborn is able to underwrite all of these ultrasounds. We underwrite 90% of the ultrasounds that are given in to young women in Los Angeles, in New York, in Houston, in Dallas, in Miami, in Chicago, in Washington, D.C. We underwrite 90% of those in the centers and clinics that are in those states and in those cities. So that's a long answer to your short question of why ultrasound is important, but that's the crux of it, and also that really, literally, everybody can do something to save a life.
And it's so accessible, what you're saying, because I think oftentimes as believers, we think about abortion and abortion in America, and wow, this just gigantic issue, gigantic problem. How can we make a difference? But Dan, what I'm hearing from you is a difference is just close by, that the work that you're doing, and you'd mentioned earlier that you guys are the number one competitor to Planned Parenthood. 90% of the ultrasounds that are being provided in those areas is coming through your ministry. And it's because of those ultrasounds. It's because of a mother getting to hear the heartbeat of their unborn child that is connecting their heart and their head. But not only that, and I loved it, you said you gave the example of the woman who found out she was having twins. You didn't just provide the information that she needed to change her mind about receiving abortion. When she said, I'm going to keep these children, you guys came alongside her. I mean, that's amazing. You said about providing clothes and the other resources that she need. Because all I hear, usually I hear is that people say, well, you can't just tell somebody not to have an abortion and do nothing about it. But you guys are not just changing hearts and minds. You're coming alongside and you're helping these women.
Absolutely. Practical compassion. And so often we've been accused in the pro-life movement of just caring for babies and not the mother. But preborn is quite the opposite of that. We deal with the mother and care for her needs, minister to her. And we haven't talked, Jeff, about giving her the greatest resource that we have. And I know that those that are listening to this podcast will resonate with. And that is an opportunity to meet the chief executive officer of Preborn. And that's not me. That's the Lord Jesus Christ. And so we are evangelists to abortion vulnerable women. We are here on an hour-by-hour basis helping these women with the gospel of Jesus Christ, introducing them to Christ, giving them an opportunity to give their life to Christ. And if they do, then they'll have a much clearer basis, worldview basis upon which to make good decisions, that they won't be in unplanned pregnancies and a host of other things that come with biblical, spirit-filled living. And so this is what we are doing throughout the United States, is helping these women with their greatest need, which is a relationship with the Lord. And so we're evangelists in that regard, Jeff, to abortion vulnerable women, helping them, come to a place where they can meet one who will never leave them, as so many of their boyfriends do when they're pregnant, that will never forsake them, and that's the Lord Jesus Christ.
It's beautiful. There's no higher ministry, and you're meeting this practical need. You're helping come alongside these women, making the case for life, making the case for the unique gift of life that comes right from God the Father, but then you're also sharing the good news of the gospel. And for those women that are choosing to keep their unborn, preborn children, you're coming alongside with practical needs, practical resources. It's incredible. Now, in just a few days, you guys are going to have a special event. I think it's the 15th anniversary celebration of Preborn. Can you tell us some about that?
Yeah, thanks for asking, Jeff. On the 29th of May, we'll be celebrating our 15th year, kicking off the rest of the year's celebration of our anniversary of doing ministry for Preborn. And we're going to be doing that online. People can join. They can come to our website, preborn.com, and they can see that event. And so these young ladies, there's three of them, three teenage girls, 13, 14, and 15, are walking 132 miles to celebrate with us our 15th anniversary and to save the lives. They're getting pledges for their walk. They're walking to the Preborn headquarters from Illinois on the 29th, and we'll be broadcasting this. And so this is going to be a very exciting time for the ministry, and we just invite people to join us at preborn.com.
Well, it's wonderful. And of course, Preborn is a 501c3 nonprofit ministry. gets its funds and can operate and can reach these children and these mothers because of the generosity of people like our listeners. And so if somebody did want to say, you know what, I'm going to sponsor those ultrasounds, I'm going to sponsor maybe an ultrasound machine, or maybe I want to become a volunteer or get involved, how would they do that? What's the best way?
Yeah, there's two ways. If you're listening to this podcast and you want to underwrite 5 ultrasounds for 5 young women, 5 girls and unplanned pregnancies, you can call #250 on your cell phone and say the keyword baby when you're prompted. There'll be an operator that's waiting for you now to take your call. And of course, let them know you heard it here on the Charisma podcast here with Jeff Strauss. And then you can also make a contribution and be part of the solution to abortion in your backyard. We work across America in many centers and in every state by going to preborn.com, and make a tax-deductible gift. And again, 100% of the sponsorship money, $28 for one or $56 for 2 ultrasounds or $15,000 for an ultrasound machine, go exactly and entirely to that. So invite people to come, preborn.com.
Beautiful. Well, Dan, we can't thank you enough for the work that you and Preborn are doing. You all are truly on the front lines in standing up for these children, for the mothers, for the kingdom of God in the area of abortion. It's a subject that unfortunately is still with us. We are going to be believing God for that ultimate answer to our prayer, that we could see a nation without abortion. But until we get there, we thank God that you are on the front lines serving God's purposes and, like I said, serving the children and the mothers. So, Dan from Preborn, thank you so much for being on the podcast today.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Well, you've been listening to the Charisma News Podcast on the Charisma Podcast Network. Make sure to subscribe so that you never miss an episode. God bless.
This has been a production of the Charisma Podcast Network. Steve and Joy Strang are the founders and owners of CPN. Dr. Steve Green is the executive producer of the Charisma Podcast Network. We intend to honor God with every podcast and remain thankful to our advertisers and supporters who make these podcasts possible.